This is locally grown radio. WFHR 1320 AM. W248DE Wisconsin Rapids. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. House Republicans are poised to pass President Trump's big budget bill. Democratic leader Hakeem Jeffries is against it with its steep Medicaid cuts.
Access to health care in the United States of America should never be a partisan issue.
The Supreme Court's agreed to review a case on transgender students' participation in school sports. Legal contributor Jessica Levinson.
This is going to be a really important case because it will tell us what states have the power to do, and really important case because it will tell us about the reach of the Equal Protection Clause when it comes to transgender individuals.
The government says employers added 147,000 jobs in June, a slight increase over the hiring in May. CBS's Kelly O'Grady.
There was a lot of concern that this was actually going to be a really low number and it would put pressure on the Fed to cut at the end of July when they next meet to discuss interest rates.
The Fed chairman's indicated a rate cut. We'll have to wait. CBS News Brief. I'm Steve Kathan.
Join the family. Civic Media has a number of great jobs across the state open now at civicmedia.us/careers.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. The months-long biennial budget process in Wisconsin is complete. Jimmy Cuska has the details.
At 1:32 a.m. Thursday, Governor Tony Evers signed the budget bill now known as 2025 Act 15 into law. The bill passed the state Senate late Wednesday evening.
There are 19 ayes, 14 noes, and the bill is passed.
Then it was the Assembly's turn voting after midnight.
There are 59 ayes and 39 noes. Senate Bill 45 is concurred in.
The Assembly gaveled out at 12:49 a.m. Thursday, capping a marathon session to finish the state legislature's end of the budget process.
Wisconsin State Assembly is adjourned.
The budget bill passed with bipartisan support in both chambers. Assembly Representative and co-chair of the Budget Writing Joint Finance Committee, Mark Bourne, said that this year's budget came about the same way as other recent budget bills.
Every budget that has come through this committee since Governor Evers has been in office has been a bipartisan budget because Republicans have crafted most of it, which is still true with this document, and the governor has signed it.
Governor Evers said after signing the bill that he never seriously considered vetoing the entire budget, as it would have jeopardized over $1 billion in health care funding, as well as investment in child care, special education reimbursement, the UW system, and infrastructure. Evers issued 23 partial vetoes, several of them due to a lack of funding provided for the Nelson Knowles Stewardship Program. In signing the bill, Evers said that the compromise between both parties in the legislature, along with the governor's office, led to the creation of a bipartisan budget. 7 Democrats in the Assembly and 5 in the Senate voted to pass the budget. 4 Republicans in the Senate and 1 in the Assembly voted against the bill. Evers touted the impact that the budget will have on families and said, quote, "The budget is proof of what we can all accomplish when we put politics aside." The final price tag on the budget is $111.1 billion.
The full budget bill and veto message is available on our website at civicmedia.us. I'm Melissa Kay for
The Bucks release another player. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Basketball, the Bucks have waived backup center Chris Livingston after just 2 years with the team. Livingston, drafted by the Bucks in 2023 and was the highest paid player taken in the second round of the NBA draft. The move seen as a way for the team to get under the salary cap. Baseball, the Brewers face the Mets tonight in New York with a series win on the line. Last night, the crew lost to the Mets 7-3 after rookie Jacob Mizorowski gave up a grand slam in the second inning. Manager Pat Murphy.
He learned his lesson. He's ticked about it. Even some of his sequencing he's ticked about. He's just really in a good spot in that, darn it, why did this happen? You know what I mean? Like, I could have. And it's like, he can see it. There's just a really fine line between being dominant and being just okay. And, I'm certain he'll learn from it.
The Brewers won game one of yesterday's doubleheader, 7-2. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Rebuilding and refreshing local radio one station at a time. This Civic Media radio station is proud to be a part of your community. Learn more at civicmedia.us.
We have a slight chance of an isolated shower or thunderstorm later today and tonight. Otherwise, mostly sunny today with a high right around 85 this afternoon. Tonight, partly cloudy. We'll drop into the low to mid 60s. Tomorrow, sunny, hot, and humid with a high in the upper 80s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 78.
This is your captain. We are going to be experiencing some slight turbulence. Please fasten your... Oh, hold on. Just got a video of my cat.
Imagine the pilot of an airplane was as confident as you are texting and driving. Seems kind of crazy when you put it like that.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org, a message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
Tracy Ann Mangold, how would you describe what it is that Brian Schimming is caught in the crossfires of?
He's the first paid state chair that they've ever had. And so the belief was that maybe that'll increase his ability to fundraise for the state. Obviously, that has not worked out so well. I've been told that he thinks 4 phone calls a day to fundraise is a lot, which, you know, isn't.
104 might be a good start.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow, weekdays 6 to 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Pat Kreitlow.
I am sleeping in for the holiday on Friday, but if you're up and at 'em, I'll have some of our best segments from 2025 to get you set for the weekend.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow, weekdays 6 to 9. Locally grown radio, WFHR.
Is the Tom Hartman Program.
Happy Thursday. A lot going on in the world today. Dear Leader was proud of Hegseth in his Iran news briefing, or should we call it a media berating briefing? Nate has a short clip of that to share with you in a minute. Trump is also limiting intelligence sharing. Can we still call it intelligence? Surprise, the U.S. is ending all overseas pro-democracy programs. Yeah, we're not fans of democracy anymore here in America. And Britain's migrant crisis is apparently being fueled by Moscow. And guess what? The Republicans suddenly realize that the public hates their health care cuts. What are they going to do with this? All that in the first hour. Also, is Zohran Mamdani too extreme? Or is he just what New York City needs? I'll share that rant with you in a minute. In the second hour of our program, our one guest for the day, Phil Itner, is going to drop by live from Kyiv, Ukraine, with an update on what's going on there. Also, this is what happens when cops look and behave like criminals. Yep, we got criminals pretending to be cops getting arrested all over the country. And a crazy alert, Bob Kennedy wants to know what you're doing, what your heart rate is, whether you're warm, whether you're having an orgasm, what did you eat and where and when. The Mahas are going crazy. This in the second hour of the program. And in the third hour of our program, economic news, investors are on edge about a potential shadow Fed chair. The dollar's going down. Housing is the worst in decades. Not everyone is doomed, though. The world's richest 1% made $33.9 trillion over the last 10 years. So it's like, yeah, life is pretty good, I guess. So, a lot to talk about here. I want to get into the news part of this first off. Our defense secretary, Pete Hegseth, went off on the media this morning. Sean, we're going to play this clip out of the board or from Nate. Here he is.
Because you, and I mean specifically you, the press, specifically you, the press corps, because you cheer against Trump so hard, it's like in your DNA and in your blood to cheer against Trump, because you want him not to be successful so bad, you have to cheer against the efficacy of these strikes. You have to hope maybe they weren't effective. Maybe the way the Trump...
Yeah, right. This is pathetic. I mean, this is genuinely pathetic. Pete Hegseth doing his very best. Yes, we taught you how to do this at Fox News. You can pretend to be outraged. Oh, my God. And the press, they hate Trump. Come on. I mean, this is, you got caught in a lie, Pete, or at least Trump got caught in a lie. You know, he said, we totally destroyed, annihilated their nuclear. Well, no, you didn't. And everybody knows you didn't. Common sense tells us you didn't. Yes, you set it back, and you should be congratulated for that. But you have to lie about everything. And then when you get caught in your lies, you have to rant about how it's the media. That's just pathetic. There's no other word to describe it. Meanwhile, the White House is not going to allow Ms. Gabbard to testify before Congress. Oh, God. You know, she did that video where she was like, oh, my God, if we continue, you know, down this road, we're going to have a nuclear war and all. And she's a member of a she's a cult member and has been her whole life, apparently, at least according to news reports. And you know, and she did come out and say that Iran is not building a nuke. And that was enough. So they're going to Congress is holding a hearing, you know, on this whole thing with Iran, and John Ratcliffe, who is going to take her place. He's the CIA director. It'll be Pete Hegseth, Marco Rubio, John Ratcliffe, and Dan Kane, the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff. Trump has said that Gabbard's assessment of the Iran nuclear program is wrong, and he's kind of sidelined her. Chuck Schumer sent a strongly worded speech. He says, the administration has no right to stonewall Congress on matters of national security. Senators deserve information, and the administration has a legal obligation to inform Congress precisely about what's happening right now abroad. And the Republicans and Donald Trump said, yeah, Chuck, good luck. We dare you to do something about it. We know you won't. Meanwhile, the U.S. State Department has been told by its, you know, grand poobah, that would be Marco Rubio, the Secretary of State, no more funds to promote democracy around the world. We spend a little over $1 billion a year. It's not a lot of money. You know, it's kind of a rounding error in the U.S., you know, the budget in a $3-4 trillion budget, but about $1 billion a year supporting democracy around the world. One of the better programs is one that we offer where if you're kind of an Alexei Navalny, you know, I mean, if you're an opposition candidate, pro-democracy opposition candidate in a country that's trying to kill you, you know, we can help you out. It's called there's a rapid response team to support pro-democracy activists abroad who may require urgent relocation or other protections if their lives are deemed to be in danger. Other programs focus on internet censorship, media literacy, human rights, atrocity prevention programs, election assistance programs, efforts to combat transnational repression in countries such as China. All of these things are designed to advance democracy because that's theoretically the goal of America, the mission of America. We love democracy. Well, not so much anymore. Because Trump doesn't believe in democracy, and it certainly appears to me that most of the people around him don't believe in democracy. They want autocracy. They want an autocrat. They want a dictator. They want a strongman, an authoritarian. The sources said that this leadership, the State Department's Office of Foreign Assistance, are in shock, and that there's an emerging battle between Russell Vogt, who wants to just zero out this stuff, and Marco Rubio, who actually still apparently thinks promoting democracy might be a good idea. Here's the particularly bizarre part about it. I'll just share this straight from The Guardian by Andrew Roth. The recommendations would terminate about 80% of all U.S. government foreign assistance at the State Department and use funds earmarked by Congress for foreign assistance to cover the resettlement of white Afrikaners and to support the legal defense of a right-wing French politician, Marine Le Pen. Right. So we're going to support a fascist in France. Seriously. And we're going to throw a bunch of money at a bunch of white people from South Africa who came over here. You know, I this is just mind-boggling. It's just mind-boggling. Meanwhile, there's a real political crisis in Great Britain that's been pushing the country hard to the right now for about a decade. And, you know, much like whenever there's a Democrat in the White House, Republicans start yelling and screaming that the southern border is wide open. And what does that do? It causes thousands and thousands of people south of our border to think that the border is open and they come rushing into America. I mean, this happened during the Obama administration. It happened during the Biden administration. It's Republicans trying to manufacture a crisis. Well, it turns out Russia is doing the same thing to Great Britain. Russia has been running propaganda operations, encouraging people to get on boats and travel to Great Britain, where they end up being claiming for asylum. And there's like, 18,000 crossings this year. Now, compare that with in 2018, before Russia started promoting this, there were only 299. So security sources, this from The Sun in the UK, security sources said Russia and its puppet state Belarus have been accused of orchestrating migrant surges, providing fake documents, transportation, and military escorts to the gangs. That would be the traffickers, the human traffickers. Italian Defense Minister Guido Crosetti has accused the Kremlin-linked Wagner Group of helping drive immigration in North Africa to Europe, calling it a clear strategy of hybrid warfare. And finally, Republicans suddenly realize that voters hate their health care cuts. Mike Johnson is telling Senate Republican leadership, maybe you should dial back on this thing. The bill was supposed to be voted on. It's supposed to be voted on, I thought, today or tomorrow. Originally, I think it was scheduled for Tuesday. I'm not, but to the best of my knowledge, they haven't had the vote in the Senate yet. But we'll see. But John Thune is under, quote, immense pressure to water down the Medicaid provisions the Senate Republicans are counting on in order to pay for the billions, the trillions in tax cuts for billionaires. And Tom Tillis is freaked out because he's up for re-election.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Is Zoran Mamdani too extreme? I'll share that with you right after the break. Stay with us 16 minutes past the hour.
How would you like to get a free smartphone? If you own a smartphone, listen to this incredible offer that's almost too good to be true. Right now, you can switch your plan and get service with us for as little as $2 a day. Guaranteed for life. Plus, get a free smartphone every year. Call the free smartphone hotline now and we'll move your number from your existing service. Think of your savings. So don't wait. Switch your plan, save money, plus get a free smartphone every year. Call the free smartphone hotline right now. We guarantee you're going to love our service. If you don't like what we say, you can hang up on us. But you won't. Right now, you can switch your plan and get service with us for as little as $2 a day. Guaranteed for life. Call the free smartphone hotline right now. 800-942-1325. 800-942-1325. 800-942-1325. That's 800-942-1325.
Hi, I'm Smokey Bear, and I made an assistant to help you out, because only you can prevent wildfires.
Hey, Assistant Smokey Bear, call me Papa Bear, because I'm grilling up dinner. Do you get it?
Yes, good job.
So, what should I do with all these coals?
Don't just toss them out. Put them in a metal container, because those embers can start a wildfire.
I understand. The stakes are high.
Ha, 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 ha.
Learn more at SmokeyBear.com.
Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
An unsuspecting driver at a Milwaukee barbershop.
I got an apprentice here shadowing me. I'm gonna put this hot towel on, man. About a good 3 minutes, all right?
The apprentice is Donald Driver.
So when you come here, you drive?
Yes.
Your car got seatbelts?
Yeah.
You wear them?
No.
Okay, but why not?
Because I don't want to.
But do you know you can get a ticket for that?
Mm-hmm.
I'm gonna give you a ticket. Bet you wish you buckle up now.
Oh my God. Donald Driver can't always be there to remind you.
Take it, click it. There we go.
Click it or take it. And let's reduce fatalities on Wisconsin roadways. Sponsored by Wisconsin DOT.
Are you ever questioning when life will slow down? Are you ever thinking of just relaxing and enjoying the simple things? All of this is possible, even while still being in the workforce. Worthington, Minnesota is a town growing, yet it's nothing like metro life. Professional and labor jobs, a beautiful lake, bike trails, recreation, acres of public hunting, festivals, and great people. Slow down. We're just a short drive away. So come join us. Worthington, it's worth a look.
You know that tune. You're a star. You know stuff. Why not win stuff? Maybe it's stuff about TV or movies, but still, you shine at useless information. And WFHR and Culver's want to reward you.
Welcome back.
Join the morning show Fridays for a chance to win one value basket and a kid's meal. Be our next superstar with Culver's Star of the Day every Friday at 97.5 FM WFHR.
Does construction make you hungry? Sitting in the hot vehicle waiting to get through the next block or to be taken way out on a countryside detour? Maybe this summer you can turn that struggle into a new experience with El Cafe in Port Edwards. Cruise in for real Mexican dishes, homemade pies, and friendly faces. Relax in air-conditioned comfort and explore something new with El Cafe the next time you're stuck in Central Wisconsin road construction. Put a little fiesta back into your day and drown the construction stress away.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Madam Mayor Satya Rhodes Conway from the fabulous city of Madison.
A lot of people say, I don't like politics. It's all dirty and angry and blah, blah, blah. It's really about caring about your community, finding a way to like bring it back to people talking to each other.
Yeah.
About what is important in our place and how do we take care of each other and use the levers of government to do that. That's really what it's about.
The award-winning Maggie Dawn Show at its new time, weekdays 4 till 6 p.m.
Change starts with you. You can be calling your Democratic or Republican representatives to let them know what you think by calling 202-224-3121. It's the Capitol switchboard. It'll get you right through to them. Hey, it's summer. Campfires, late night conversations, people swapping stories, but lately, one group is trying to control the whole story, claiming the U.S. was founded as a Christian nation and pushing their religion into classrooms, courtrooms, and even your doctor's office. In Arizona, voters just protected abortion rights in that state's constitution, but politicians are trying to undermine it anyway. Texas is pushing bills to force the Ten Commandments into every public school classroom, seriously. And in Congress, a bill just passed to strip Medicaid coverage for gender-affirming care for all ages. This isn't about personal beliefs, it's about power. And it's all happening under the banner of Christian nationalism. That's where the Freedom From Religion Foundation comes in. They've been defending church-state separation since 1978 in the courts and schools and whenever religion tries to take the wheel. If you believe government should serve everyone, not just the religious right, join them. Go to ffrf.us/freedom. Or text my last name, Hartman, with two N's to 511-511 today. Because the only story that should run this country is ours, not theirs. Text fees may apply.
Took a nap. Well, Fox lit the match on the dear leader's map. They said 12 days of glory and waved little flags. While facts were tied up and tossed into bags, we bombed, we spun, we staged a parade, but forgot the small detail, we weren't in a raid. Now the smoke's all cleared and the truth leaks out, so Pete Hegseth comes to scream and shout.
Intelligence briefings, air quotes required, a MAGA hat circus, not facts, just inspired by whispering voices in Trump's golden head, who said, hey, just pretend it was Churchill instead. They call it defense, but it's mostly offense. When the lies are this loud, they start to make sense. It's not strategy, friends, it's a show for the fiends. Intelligence briefings with no actual leads.
He said we stopped Iran from launching a nuke. Yeah.
Intelligence turns briefings out with intelligence in air quotes, right? Is Zoran Mandami too extreme? Or is he just what New York City needs? I mean, you know, he's the billionaires and the billionaire-owned media in New York City. The billionaires are starting to pour money into super PACs that will help, you know, either Eric Adams or Curtis Sliwa in the general election. Because now the Democrat is going to be Zoran Mamdani, and he's a social Democrat or a Democratic socialist. Oh, my God. But who's the real radical here? Is it the status quo, you know, the way things are right now? Or is it Mandani? He's proposing a rent freeze for over 2 million tenants in rent-stabilized apartments. And, you know, the right wing goes, oh, that's government overreach. But is it too extreme to stop pricing the poor and working class out of the city that they built? I mean, is it too extreme to say someone shouldn't have to work more than 60 hours just to be able to pay rent? Is it too extreme in a city where landlords already raise profitable rents faster than they do wages, where gentrification becomes ethnic cleansing in slow motion? A rent freeze in New York isn't radical, it's humane. Is it too extreme to make the subway and buses free? I mean, they say public transport, transit is a pipe dream, but shouldn't everybody be able to get to work, school, or the doctor without having to pay a toll? I mean, this is a city where more than half of the people in the city do not own a car. Should the minimum wage worker have to choose between a metro car and a meal? I mean, you know, free transit means cleaner air, less traffic, more dignity. Vienna has free buses. Tallinn, Estonia has free buses. I mean, this is happening all over the world. Public transportation should be like the sidewalk. It should be open to all, not just the privileged. Is it too extreme to have a $30 minimum wage? Los Angeles is considering it right now. Here in Portland, the minimum wage is $16.30 an hour, and it's going to be going up. In Seattle, it's $20.76 an hour. What we learned when we raised our minimum wages substantially, what we learned was that not only did economic activity not go down, it went up. Why? Because the people who spend 100% of their paycheck had larger paychecks. And so that was more money being poured into the local economy. It actually creates more jobs when you increase the minimum wage within a within a reasonable range. Is it too extreme to tax the rich to pay for childcare and housing? I mean, again, they're screaming, calling this, you know, socialism, but really, that's extreme? Is it too extreme to build public housing? He wants to build 200,000 housing units in New York City. What's wrong with that? Particularly when you got 100,000 New Yorkers sleeping in shelters every night. I mean, and there's a huge cost associated with that. And both the direct costs and also the reputational costs for the city. They say that social housing is anti-market. But, you know, the last time banksters used a housing crash to make off with billions, George W. Bush didn't prosecute a single one. He bailed them all out. Reagan at least sent 1,000 bankers to jail. Is it too extreme to consider trans health care as health care? It's real health care. These are real people. Is it too extreme to rethink policing? Is it too extreme to say that New York belongs to everyone, not just the rich? We should ask ourselves, is Mamdani too extreme? Or is the status quo too extreme, the way things are right now? I would argue the latter, and I think we need to be fighting for housing, dignity, and a livable future. And I don't consider any of that stuff radical. And if it is, then we all need to get a hell of a lot more radical. What say you? I'll pick up your calls on the other side of the break. Stay with us.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
It's your media support group for We the People. Be right back with your calls on the other side of this.
Imagine combining the exciting investment opportunity of cryptocurrencies with the power of artificial intelligence to maximize your IRA, 401k, or other investment funds. Listen, if you're looking for ways to accelerate your retirement growth, Block Trust IRA has market-leading strategies and solutions for all levels of investors, from $1,000 to millions. And they partner with Bitcoin Magazine's number one crypto trading fund in the world to maximize your returns. Plus, their team of IRA specialists is here to help you roll over your IRA or qualified retirement account to the new world of cryptocurrency investments. So make this free call right now to set up your account and learn more.
800-399-3706. 800-399-3706. 800-399-3706. That's 800-399-3706.
Do you love watching television? If you're on a fixed budget, you need to make this free call right now to Dish and find out how you can get a fixed monthly price to watch all the television you want for 3 full years. In addition to a 3-year price guarantee, you can also get free monthly movie rentals. They give you one free movie rental every month. That's a $165 value, yours free. Plus, get free in-home tech visits, no-cost equipment replacements, a free voice remote, and you can watch commercial-free TV. TV. Even access all your favorite apps to stream like Netflix, Amazon Prime, YouTube, and more. Now is the perfect time to call Dish. Take advantage of the 3-year price guarantee. Save yourself some money and all your equipment is free. Call right now.
800-478-5560. 800-478-5560. 800-4-
Maggie Dawn.
Next up, you'll hear Matt Rothschild in the guest host chair helping you and your family gear up for a big July 4th weekend. He's got thoughts, and I want to hear them. So do you. Don't miss it.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays 4 till 6.
For WFHR and WIRA News, I'm Melissa Kay. The months-long biennial budget process in Wisconsin is complete. Jimmy Cuska has the details.
At 1:32 a.m. Thursday, Governor Tony Evers signed the budget bill now known as 2025 Act 15 into law. The bill passed the state Senate late Wednesday evening.
There are 19 ayes, 14 noes, and the bill is passed.
Then it was the Assembly's turn voting after midnight.
There are 59 ayes and 39 noes. Senate Bill 45 is concurred in.
The Assembly gaveled out at 12:49 a.m. Thursday, capping a marathon session to finish the state legislature's end of the budget process.
Wisconsin State Assembly is adjourned.
The budget bill passed with bipartisan support in both chambers. Assembly Representative and co-chair of the Budget Writing Joint Finance Committee, Mark Bourne, said that this year's budget came about the same way as other recent budget bills.
Every budget that has come through this committee since Governor Evers has been in office has been a bipartisan budget because Republicans have crafted most of it, which is still true with this document, and the governor has signed it.
Governor Evers said after signing the bill that he never seriously considered vetoing the entire budget, as it would have jeopardized over $1 billion in health care funding, as well as investments in child care, special education reimbursement, the UW system, and infrastructure. Evers issued 23 partial vetoes, several of them due to a lack of funding provided for the Nelson Knowles Stewardship Program. In signing the bill, Evers said that the compromise between both parties in the legislature, along with the governor's office, led to the creation of a bipartisan budget. 7 Democrats in the Assembly and 5 in the Senate voted to pass the budget. 4 Republicans in the Senate and 1 in the Assembly voted against the bill. Evers touted the impact that the budget will have on families and said, quote, "The budget is proof of what we can all accomplish when we put politics aside." The final price tag on the budget is $111.1 billion.
The full budget bill and veto message is available on our website at civicmedia.us. I'm Melissa Kay for WFHR WIRI News.
As Wisconsin is saying the word bag instead of bag, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
We have a slight chance of an isolated shower or thunderstorm later today and tonight. Otherwise, mostly sunny today with a high right around 85 this afternoon. Tonight, partly cloudy. We'll drop into the low to mid 60s. Tomorrow, sunny, hot, and humid with a high in the upper 80s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 80.
The possibility of lung cancer can be pretty scary, especially if you're one of approximately 8 million current or former smokers at high risk. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know that now there's a breakthrough low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early, and it only takes 60 seconds. You stop smoking, now start screening. For an easy quiz to see if you're eligible, visit SaveByTheScan.org. It could save your life. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Indy Duttagupta, he is with the Center for Law and Social Policy.
The Trump administration's agenda is reducing economic growth. The programs that they're proposing cutting, like Medicaid and SNAP, especially for kids, actually more than pay for themselves. So we are really looking at a tough long-term economic outlook entirely created by the current policymakers.
The award-winning Maggie Dawn Show at its new time, weekdays 4 till 6 p.m. Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody. Join us next time. Dan Schaefer, political editor at Civic Media and founder of the Recombobulation Area, will be here to update us live on the latest of the state budget and another holiday edition of What's Worse. Join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays 2 to 4.
Or you can do it for a friend. Go to TomHartman.com to see just how easy it is. And thank you so much for all of your support.
Did you know
know that every weekday we send out an email before the show giving you all the topics coming up so you could be fully informed and ready to interact with our program? Or that after the show we send out Sue's Stack, a list of every topic I've discussed along with clickable hot links to every source of information I've shared with you on the air? It's all completely free and available over at tom.tv, T-H-O-M.tv. Check it out.
They say he's too bold, too sharp with the truth, too willing to stand for the dreams of our youth. They call him a danger to business and banks, but he's standing with workers, not fortune or ranks. So tell me who's extreme, the landlord who hikes your rent till you scream, or the man who says housing's a right, not a luxury sold by the night. Is Zoran Mamdani too extreme, or just what this city really needs? When the poor get pushed out and the towers rise high, who do we call when justice runs dry? He's not too much, he's just enough. When the working class has had enough, he's not the problem, he's the creed of a New York built on hope, not green. They scream free buses, what madness is that? While the billionaires glide in their gold-plated flats. But freedom to move ain't some radical plea, it's the lifeline of workers trying to breathe. So tell me what's more extreme, a mother with no way to chase her dream, or a man with a plan to make it all right, to turn this cold city back toward the light? Is Zoran Mamdani too extreme, or just what this city really needs? When Wall Street shakes at the sound of his name.
6 minutes past the hour, picking up your calls here. Bob in Springfield, Illinois. Hey, Bob, what's on your mind today?
Well, thank you, Tom. Keep doing what you're doing as long as you can. And I really like that song, the bumper music that came out of the 20 after break.
Thank you.
It reminded me of the Royal Guardsman and the Snoopy versus the Red Baron series.
Yeah, with the, Louise wrote that last night about, you know, Hegseth and the, yeah.
That was awesome. Listen, I've got three things here for you real quick, and I'd like to either inform you and then get your take, or get your take if you're already aware of them, if that's okay.
Go for it.
Okay, the first one, this morning the Supreme Court came out with a ruling that says that South Carolina can deny Planned Parenthood Medicaid funding, even if it's not used for abortion.
Yeah, and by the way, it's not actually funding, it's reimbursement. It's, in other words,
okay,
if Planned Parenthood does a PAPS test, you know, a cancer test for a woman, typically, because they're a provider, just like, you know, if you went to your doctor's office and had that test, you submit the bill to Medicaid and they pay it. Well, what they're going to say is now if you go to your doctor, they'll pay it. But if you go to a Planned Parenthood clinic, they won't pay it. And for many women, particularly in rural areas, Planned Parenthood is basically all they've got, which is this is just going to really hurt women.
Yeah, and it's going to hurt. They're trying to run Planned Parenthood out of business, too.
Exactly. That's the whole point.
So,
And less than 1% of what Planned Parenthood does is abortion, and those clinics are typically separate from the ones that provide, you know, STD screening, pregnancy screening, cancer screening, birth control, stuff like that. Yeah.
All right. So let's grab these other two real quick. They're related. The first one is that I heard a report yesterday that Dick Durbin, the ranking Democrat on the Senate Judiciary Committee, said that they have removed two things from the big, ugly bill. The first one was the provision dealing with the sovereignty of judges.
Right.
And, the part about where judges weren't going to be able to
hold people in contempt, yeah. Yeah,
yes,
that has been removed.
Yes, and the other one was the provision that blue cities would be denied funding if they disagreed with the administration's policies.
Yeah, yeah. To the best of my knowledge, I mean, these are the things that the Senate parliamentarian took out, and but all bets are off until they hold a House Senate Conference Committee, Bob. And Bob, I try to keep people to one topic just out of respect for all the people who are on hold. So I'm going to move along now. Yes. Thank you for the call, Brian in Tacoma, Washington. Hey, Brian, what's up?
Hi, thanks. So I just don't really quite understand. It seems pretty obvious that Trump coordinated with the Iranians and the Iran, coordinated with Trump.
It's not just obvious. He said it. He said they called me up and they said, we're going to bomb you guys, you Americans. And Trump said, okay, fine, throw your missiles at our soldiers. We can shoot them out of the air, which is pretty bizarre.
So treason. How is that not treason? Like, it's admitted to. It's not even disputed.
I think it's just insanely incompetent. I mean, you know, it's disrespectful of our soldiers. The last time this happened and Iran threw a bomb, you had over 100 soldiers end up with traumatic brain injury that for many of them will alter the rest of their lives.
But this is what I'm saying. Like, why is it not discussed as treason? How is conspiring with our enemy to attack us, which he did, which he admits to, not treason? Like, why is that not the conversation?
It's not it's not a time of war, I guess you could argue. I think that there are things that Trump is doing and has done that frankly I think are treason. I think this is more just, telling Iran, yes, go ahead and shoot your missiles at our soldiers. It's like playing chicken with our soldiers' lives. I don't mind if you want to call it treason. I'm not going to argue with you. But, I don't think it's the sort of thing that he would get prosecuted for. There are other things that he's done that I think he definitely should be prosecuted for. But this is something that every veteran in America should just be sick to their stomachs about.
I mean, I agree with you there about not prosecuted, certainly because of who's in charge of the House and blah, blah, blah. But the reason to discuss it as treason is because there are further implications for treason. And are we at war? Like, they keep using the words war fighters. They keep using war. And when they're pressed on it, they get real cagey. And J.D. Vance is like, oh, no, we're not calling it war, blah, blah, blah. But it's very obvious. It's a war,
Providing aid or comfort to the enemy during time of war is literally the definition of treason. I totally get it.
There are other implications to what it means to have committed treason. I understand he's not going to be prosecuted. So one more quick thing. I know we get one, but are you aware of what Representative Kat Carmack just has admitted to or done or whatever, where she got an abortion for herself and, is extremely anti-abortion?
She had an ectopic pregnancy.
Yeah. And got an abortion, got a pill to save her own life, but has blamed the Democrats.
The story has the story's all over the place. Brian, thanks for the call. Yeah, it's a good one. Catherine in Chicago. Hey, Catherine, what's up?
Hi, Tom. Good morning. I want to put in another phrasing of the same message that I've mentioned every time I've called. The Democratic Party really has another fantastic opportunity to get their messaging out, and they just haven't. I don't know why they don't take advantage of it, but they need to. The message in general should be that Agent Orange hates America. He loves taking advantage of it and every opportunity that it has, and so do his obsequious, sycophantic followers. They love taking advantage of it, but they hate America because they're destroying and doing their darn best to try to destroy everything that this country is supposed to stand for and everything that we've been trying to stand for almost 250 years.
I agree.
The trouble with Trump is that everything that you say antagonizes him and triggers him. So he acts like, a petulant little child. But that's what the Democratic Party needs to do. And the behavior is supported by facts every day, every moment, which is wild and crazy, which we haven't had to deal with for, a long time in this extreme. But that's what the Democratic Party needs to do. That is the message, that Trump hates America. The people who follow him also hate America. And we need to make things better.
Yeah, I totally get it. By the way, just apropos of this, I have a new book coming out. I'm the next 2 weeks, Jefferson Smith will be in here filling in for me. We're going to be finishing it up. And it's now already available for pre-sale on Amazon. I don't know if it's on any other sites like Powell's.com, but it's called The Last American President. And it's an in-depth look at the psychology of Donald Trump, how his life was shaped and how he became the maniac that he is. So, just FYI, because you brought up this whole topic of Trump and how nuts he is. There's a reason. There's an actual reason. And there's ways to deal with that, too. Catherine, thanks for the call. The new book by Tom Hartman, it will be out in September. But like I said, you can pre-order it right now over at Amazon.com or any of the other, book sites, presumably any other book site. Just FYI. It's just about 15 minutes before the hour. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
Helping you win the water cooler wars. I'll be right back with your calls. Stay tuned.
People ask all the time, who the heck is low-cost airlines? Well, we're not just one airline. When you're talking to us, you're talking to everyone. We are the discount supermarket for all airline tickets. Plus, we have all the airlines and always have the best prices. American, Delta, United, plus all the specialized international airlines and a lot more. And we make it easy. We guarantee you'll talk to a live human in 60 seconds. You can have the rates you need and have your trip booked in 5 minutes. Now, how cool is that? And remember, when you're talking to us, it's like talking to every single airline available with one fast phone call. All you need to do is call and find the best prices to fly wherever it is you want to go. So are you ready? Call Low Cost Airlines right now.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
Try the Y in July for free. The Southwood County YMCA is the perfect place for you to get healthier this summer. They have everything you need, free weights, treadmills, and expert trainers to keep you in tip-top condition or cool down with a dip in the pool. And you can try it for free. Listen to 105.5 FM WIRI or 97.5 FM WFHR this July and get yourself a free single-day pass. Get out of the heat and get into a healthier you at the Southwood County YMCA.
This fall, there's only one place to be, Camp Randall Stadium. Wisconsin football returns with can't-miss matchups, including Maryland, Iowa, Washington, and more. From the first touchdown to jump around and the celebration of the fifth quarter, experience the traditions and unforgettable memories that make Wisconsin football so special. Single-game tickets are now on sale. Lock in your spot today by visiting uwbadgers.com or call 1-800-GO-BADGERS. Wisconsin football game day starts here. We'll see you at Camp Randall.
A game without a crowd is just a scrimmage. A performance without an audience is just a rehearsal. Without your presence, high school sports and the performing arts aren't possible. Ensure that these essential extracurricular activities continue to enrich the lives of students in Wisconsin. Purchase a ticket to your local high school's game or performance.
This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
From newspaper to radio to magazine to podcast, the way we get our information has grown, and now so has Midday Magazine. Our longtime beloved show has grown to become the Rapids Report. Now exclusively available online, listen at 4 p.m. Monday through Friday, where it's streaming at WFHR.com. Catch up on previous episodes and spread the word. Midday Magazine is now the Rapids Report, streaming weekdays at 4 at WFHR.com and wherever you get your podcasts.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Years ago, I had a rainbow. No, it was a shirt. It was given to me, and I wore it because I support all people. And a friend of mine, sure, you want to walk around in that? A t-shirt, people might think. I'm like, people might think I'm a human being that supports other human beings. I wear sports jerseys sometimes. No one ever says, are you worried people are going to think you're on the Cubs?
I don't think anyone would think that, though.
Oh, you haven't seen my curveball.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
For 75 years, the Muscular Dystrophy Association's voices have thundered through the halls of Congress.
For 75 years, we've willed the impossible into existence.
For 75 years, the MDA community has pushed the science,
shifted the narrative,
and established the field of neuromuscular medicine.
And until that day, when this is all a thing of the past,
you couldn't stop us if you tried.
Join us and celebrate 75 years of breakthroughs at MDA75.org.
Hey, thanks so much for sharing our program and for reaching out to our stations and sponsors and letting them know that you're listening. It really means a lot to us. Hey, you want to check out a men's deodorant that actually works? I mean, this is brand new stuff. Mando. It's a high-performance deodorant for whole-body odor control. It's safe for your pits, packages, and feet. Their science-based formula is pH-optimized, capable of blocking odors before they even start. The deodorants that you're used to just mask odors or neutralize them after they form, but Mando is powered by mandelic acid, clinically proven to work all day long. I can tell you from personal experience, this stuff works. Developed by doctors, it's hypoallergenic and skin-safe for your sensitive parts. Use Mando all over and leave your odor worries behind. Give Mando a go and see why guys are loving it. If it's not for you, they'll gladly refund you within 60 days. Smell better longer with Mando. Get 20% off site-wide on your first Mando purchase with the code TOM, T-H-O-M, at shopmando.com. Plus, shipping is always free. That's 20% off site-wide for the first-time customers with the code TOM, T-H-O-M, when you check out at shopmando.com. A paper bag, 10 minutes before the hour, picking up your calls here, Jerry in Kissimmee, Florida. Hey, Jerry, what's up?
Hey, Tom. Just wanted to comment about Mondani and what you were talking about earlier. As an ex-New Yorker, I can just tell you most of my childhood friends and people I work with who retired basically all have to leave the city because they can no longer afford to live there. Yeah. As an example, after World War II, there was a lot of housing for the returning GIs in Stuyvesant Town in the 20s in Manhattan. Is a big development that was built for the returning GIs to have a place to live. And this is housing built in the probably late 40s. Mm-hmm. A four-bedroom apartment there, if you have a large family, is $8,000 a month. This is a rental. Mm-hmm. Two bedrooms, I think, are about $4,000 now. Mm-hmm. Studio apartments in the city, even in the Bronx, can cost you near $2,000 a month.
Yeah, D.C. So was about the same, people, by the way. When we lived in D.C., it was the same. We had a two-bedroom apartment for $3,000, and yeah, it's in that same neighborhood.
Right. So the city is becoming unaffordable, and a city that has over 300,000 city employees, from teachers to clerks to, the like, where are the people going to live? And unfortunately, the past mayors, Bloomberg was mayor for 12 years. He did nothing about creating affordable housing or housing for, the working and middle class people of the city. Giuliani, the same thing. The issue was kicked down the road. Nobody ever addressed it. And now it's a crisis because though the city's skyline is beautiful with the condos and, you even have something called Billionaire's Row up and down 57th Street, for people that are young and growing up, they know they can't make it in the city. So when they finish college, they don't even come back to look for a job because they know they can't find a place to live.
Right. Well, this is why you've seen such a migration to the outer boroughs and into Harlem, and middle class and upper middle class people. But now also those communities that were once inexpensive. Pardon me, I'm sneezing.
Bless you.
Those communities that were once inexpensive are now starting to themselves to gentrify and become more expensive as a result.
Mm-hmm. Yes. And also, I just wanted to mention, Ron DeSantis came out and made these statements about people coming down to, and of course, he says Palm Beach, which, the average New Yorker is going to be able to move down there and buy a $30, $40 million home. But Ron DeSantis is a guy who's doing nothing in the state of Florida about homeowners insurance, which there are people leaving the state because they can't afford insurance.
Yeah.
The crisis with people who own these condos that they have to repair them because of that.
Oh, you've got condos collapse down there that are selling for $5,000.
Yes, because people can't sell their condos. And lastly with that, Tom, the city of Orlando passed a rent control bill. The people in the city wanted it. Mm-hmm. It was put on the as an option in the election
as a ballot initiative.
And what did a ballot initiative? What did DeSantis and the state do? Oh no, you the city can't make a decision to have rent control. We don't want that in this state. So now in Orlando, it's becoming unaffordable for young families to try to grow and have an apartment that they can afford. So yeah. Republicans don't have any answer for this problem.
No, they don't. You're absolutely right. Jerry, thank you for the call. Lewis in Granite Falls, Washington. Hey, Lewis, what's on your mind today?
Yes, sir. I just wanted to thank you and your missus and all the people that work on your program and your listeners. Like Bernie said, you have some of the most intelligent listeners in the world.
I agree.
Something Stephen King, he said in his first go around when our idiot was in there the first time, he dubbed them Putin's poodle and the predatory plunder monkeys. I thought that was kind of spot on.
I like that. Yeah.
And also, we're about the same age, so when Khrushchev said, "We'll take America and we'll never fire a shot," I don't know if you remember that.
1956 World Fair.
Yeah, and then also the Billy Saul Estes.
Oh yeah,
you remember Billy Saul Estes?
Yeah, down in Texas. What he did. The con man who got Lyndon Johnson in trouble.
So it kind of correlates with our leader that, I can believe that people would do it again, but here we are. But every day when I turn on the radio, I go, well, Tom's still on, it's like Radio Free Europe. I mean, I hope you never get off the air, but it's like...
Well, I don't plan to go anywhere. I do plan to take some time off from time to time. Jefferson Smith is going to be here for the next 2 weeks. He does a great job. He'll be entertaining you daily. We'll have a live program every single day. But I've got to finish up this book, and Louise and I have a lot of work to do. So,
Of the Stetson to your missus. She does a terrific job.
She's been working on these songs. It gets pretty hardcore. I mean, sometimes she'll get started on one in the afternoon, and she's still pounding away at it in the morning. As we finally have to get it finished and out the door.
We'll take her out to supper and treat her good, huh?
I will do that. She treats me good too, so it's a reciprocal thing. But yeah.
Well, thank you, sir, for all you do. Appreciate you.
My pleasure, Lewis, and thank you for your kind words. And I just have 15 seconds here to the end of the hour, so just wanted to say I so appreciate. Lewis commented, that Bernie said that we've got the smartest listeners ever, and Bernie used to comment about that from time to time. And I comment on it, the place for smart people listen. But it really is true. And, those of you who call into the program thoughtfully, I so appreciate it. It's such a privilege every day to hang out with such great people. So I will be back after we take our little vacation. And no plans to leave. All is good. We'll be right back. Stick around.
You're listening to Tom Hartman.
Hey, summer's here. It's time to relax and hit the refresh. But if stress, sleepless nights, and sore muscles are getting in the way, CB Distillery has got you covered. CB Distillery's 4th of July sale is on, and you can save up to 50% site-wide with the code VIP. I'm a big fan of their sleep gummies. They really work. CB Distillery has plant-based solutions for just about everything. Better sleep, relaxation, mood and focus, even pain after exercise. It's all made with premium hemp grown right here in the U.S. No fillers or artificial ingredients. That's why over 2 million people trust CB Distillery. The 4th of July sale is the perfect time to stock up and save up to 50% off with the code VIP. If you haven't tried CBD, there's no better time. Visit CBD.
Doorman, I need you to check the voicemail today. I'm completely swamped.
Sure thing. Doorman at your service.
Hey, my garage door won't open, or only one side opens. I can't get my car through that.
My garage door motor is running, but the door doesn't move.
Sir, your photo eye sensor is clouded over, or you may have a blocked track.
Thank you, doorman.
Your emergency manual release cord was disconnected.
Those kids.
Children are a delight. We've reconnected it. DoorWorks for the win.
Skilled trade workers are the backbone of every community, and also the Army National Guard. Soldiers train to keep the power flowing, engines running, and in every other trade needed to accomplish the mission. These soldiers are on the fast track to learning skills that can set them up for success at home with companies looking to hire the best. Their resumes are being built through their paid training and part-time service. Find out how you too can learn a trade profession by visiting NationalGuard.com. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
This is locally grown radio.
WFHR 1320 AM. W248DE Wisconsin Rapids.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. A long day on the floor of the House for Democratic leader Hakeem Jeffries.
The House should be a portrait of the American people. That's what we represent. We're proud of that fact.
Speaking for hours against the Trump budget bill that appears to have enough Republican votes to pass, CBS's Willie James Inman.
The Congressional Budget Office estimates the bill will add over $3 trillion to the national debt over the next 10 years.
The Supreme Court has agreed to review a case on transgender students' participation in school sports. The government said today employers tacked on 147,000 jobs last month. CBS News business analyst Jill Schlesinger.
Healthcare was up by 39,000, a consistent creator of jobs in the economy.
Reports from southern Finland today tell of a mass stabbing near a shopping mall. Casualty count is not clear. One person detained by police. CBS News Brief. I'm Steve Kathan.
As Wisconsin.